Council procedures. The City Council will be discussing amendments to Resolution 04-9, Council procedures. Specifically, they will be discussing changing location of pre-agenda meetings, moving public items on the agenda to the beginning of the meeting, and allowing the public to speak at the pre-agenda meeting. It's an order of procedure, it's not a resolution, nothing needs to be amended. And is there any further discussion on that, or items you'd like to bring up, Mr. Schwab?
No, I just make council aware that those are the changes that we had talked about, and I think we're going to implement.
So at this time, motions would be in order, and I believe that the council wishes to take each of them individually. That is what I've been told. So it's up to the council. At this point, we have three items to discuss. Would there be an entertainment of one, please?
Your Honor, I would like to speak on behalf of moving our public items to earlier in the meetings. I think it shows, from my opinion, that it would value the time and efforts on our citizens' behalf to come to our meetings. We were elected to these positions, and we have to be here, and or get to be here, I should say. But our citizens come, take time out of their busy schedules, and it's important to them. So I would request that we move the public items to earlier on our agenda, if it be pleasing to the rest of the council.
Okay. That's in the form of a motion, right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Councilor.
I'll second that motion.
And that is a second by Councilor Erdman. Discussion by the council. For many of you that do not know, our public items are at the end of our agenda, and they just move them to the front. We have a motion and a second on the floor. At this time, I believe the clerk to call the roll, please.
Councilor Crowe?
Aye.
Councilor Brooks?
No.
Councilor Amundson?
No.
Councilor Erdman?
Aye.
Councilor Marine?
Aye.
Councilor Felsted?
No.
Mayor Eaton?
Aye. It passed. Okay, we will be moving our public items to the front of our agenda. Another piece of the agenda that we're talking about is moving the pre-agenda site. Somebody like to address that?
Your Honor, I'd introduce that to move the pre-agenda site to council chambers.
Okay, thank you, Councilor Felsted.
I would second that, Your Honor.
And we'll second by Councilor Marine. Discussion by the council.
This motion is just for the movement of the pre-agenda to the chambers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just to the pre-agenda, to the chambers, mm-hmm. rather than in any part of the...
We're not discussing whether we have public input.
Correct. This is just the location. And it is perfectly legal to have our pre-agenda meeting listed, posted, and is just in the city hall. It doesn't have to say where, but we'd like to make it more professional, I believe. So the motion on the floor from Felsted and second by Councilor Marine. Any other discussion or questions?
I would just like to make a comment, Your Honor, that I think it lends more continuity to our council, in that our regular meeting place will be just that, our regular meeting place. And the idea or the notion that there are backroom deals being made or things discussed in private that does not go on, that has never gone on since I've been on the council in 4 years. And I like that idea of us just meeting right here and just being in the same place. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any other council members wishing to address this issue?
I think it's a good idea. I don't like to be down in that dark room. I like to have the word place.
Very good, Councilor Crowe. The clerk will call the roll.
Councilor Brooks?
Aye.
Councilor Amundson?
Aye.
Councilor Erdman?
Aye.
Councilor Marine?
Aye.
Councilor Felsted?
Aye.
Councilor Crowe?
Aye.
Mayor Eaton?
Aye. We will begin having our pre-agenda meetings on Thursday evening at 5:30 right here in the council chambers. The next issue is having the public speak at the pre-agenda meeting. Somebody like to bring this up for discussion so we can move forward? Any council member?
I would introduce that resolution, Your Honor, so that we can discuss it.
Thank you, Councilman.
I would second that for discussion, ma'am.
Very good. Councilor Salzburg. Discussion on whether the public would be allowed to speak at pre-agenda meetings. And I believe I'm just going to call on Mr. Schwab for discussion points on the ability to speak in public at pre-agenda meetings.
That's a council decision. In the past, the council hasn't allowed it because they just dealt with the agenda issues, but there's nothing that would prevent you from changing those rules.
So it is completely up to us whether we can want to allow that or not.
Yes.
So if there wasn't anything in the law stating that we couldn't do it previously, that was just a preset
council procedure.
Mm-hmm.
For the past, how many years has that been, Council? Do you know, Steve, how many years that has been?
I know for at least the last 15. I don't know about before then.
Discussion by the council.
And we just discussed having the public items moved to the top of the agenda for the council meeting. The pre-agenda is not a meeting. We do not conduct any business at the meeting whatsoever. We discuss the background issues to the agenda, and I feel that we should leave the input for the public at the meeting itself so the public can hear the input. And that was one of the reasons why we completely moved it to no input from public at agenda meetings. I think our meetings are long enough. I think my fellow councilors will share in my concern with that. We'll just extend the time considerably discussing things that are probably of not much value because we're just talking about items on it and not taking input from the public. This is not taking away from the public input. They have all the time and available to them at the council meetings to do that input.
Thank you, Councilor Amundson.
I'm going to agree with that because I think if we have too much input, the meetings will be, our pre-agendas will be way too long.
Thank you, Councilor Cronin. Any other discussion?
I'd like to add, I don't have a problem with the public coming to the pre-agenda meetings. I think it's, they want to know what we're being talking about on Monday, that's fine. I'm not sure what benefit it would be for them to come and have the ability to talk. You know, we don't make decisions that night. I just think that it's something that we gather for information, and then they allows us to make the decisions on Monday, and then they can respond to those decisions on Monday.
Thank you, Councilor Brooks.
Mayor, you can have a comment.
Yes, Councilor Erdman.
Mr. Amundson made the statement, you know, that no decisions are ever made at a pre-agenda meeting, and he's correct at that. No decisions are ever made there. But this is another avenue to gain consensus and to bring up issues. And maybe it's a little more comfortable for some of the public when the media isn't present or is limited presence where we're not on live radio or possibly on cable TV someday. It also gives the staff a little more time to research a topic and be prepared to respond publicly at the council meeting if requested. So it has good points, it has bad points. You know, my feeling is I would like to see us just do away with pre-agenda meetings altogether because I think that there's a misconception and there are no backroom deals, as Mr. Councilor Marine stated. You know, there never has been. And I think that all it is you're just laying out the agenda for the council, then the council can actually research these things and determine, you know, get a little more background on the decisions. But
My feeling is on it that I think it should be allowed. I think that I don't think you're going to get that many people coming anyway. The only issue is that it's kind of funny, unless it concerns me, I won't show up. So that's kind of my take on it.
Thank you, Councilor Erdman.
Your Honor, I have a question. When you, in the past, you've invited some people to Fridge underneath.
And they were not allowed to speak.
Well, they were, to a point. And that's
a point.
I think you're going to have to clarify that also, because if you're going to invite people and we say there's no speaking, that means them too.
I think the time that they did speak, Ms. Simonson allowed that, and we were thought you'd need more information. So that was what we thought we needed, to make a decision and inform you people on what was happening. But that's why we're discussing this now. So it will be nobody speaking, or if we allow the public to speak.
I think that's why we have staff, and if, as Mr. Erdman has mentioned, some people are a little uncomfortable in front of an audience. We have a staff that they can go to ask these questions, more specifically the city manager and whoever in these departments. And if they have a concern with that, they should bring it up to the staff, because that's how this all works, and the procedures come down through staff, and staff can then inform us of what these concerns are from these people. My concern is we'll get off on real tangents, and time constraints will become non-existent. And the purpose of the pre-agenda was to apprise the council what's happening, not the public. The public has already brought it to the staff, and that way then it comes right through the staff to us. That should be the procedure. We have to have some procedure, and I think we have to maintain that procedure for an orderly flow.
Okay, thank you, Councilor Erdman.
And to carry that just a little bit further, I think that the contact should be the public contacting their council. If there's rather than staff or whatever, I believe that the contact should be made with the city councilor from that ward. And that thought should be introduced.
And brought forward.
Right.
Thank you, Councilor Foster. Councilor Green, you look like you're about to say something.
Well, I was just thinking about what Councilor Felstead said, and I would have to agree that in 4 years of being on the council, I think we've been a little irregular with that rule, in that just sitting and thinking that we have had people come and address the council. So I don't know, maybe Councilor Amundson could help me with it. Was that maybe when we had workshops after pre-agenda that we've had input, or?
I don't believe I recall any input at pre-agendas. We have had it at workshops afterwards.
So there's a difference between our workshops and the pre-agendas, where people have come to educate us, versus the pre-agenda where you would prefer not to have anybody speak. Is there a clarification there?
Speaking is one thing. In presence, I don't mind them coming. They can come in and listen to our discussions. I believe that's, I have no problem with that at all. I want to keep it orderly and have some decorum about how we conduct that business. The forum for public input is just that, public input at our public hearings and public items on the front side of our, meetings. And they can go to staff if they have a problem or don't feel comfortable being in front of an audience. And that's my personal view on it, but I hope my fellow councilors agree.
Thank you, Councilor Amundson. Any other comments?
Excuse me, Your Honor, yes. But there would definitely be, there is a distinction between a pre-agenda meeting, and we would close that meeting, and then if we had a workshop. Like, I remember we had the library board maybe come and speak to us one time, so that would be the forum for somewhat of public input.
To me, that's a workshop.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Your Honor.
But I believe maybe we should make a clarification of that.
Well, if it's not on our agenda, then it's definitely not pre-agenda, so therefore it would have to be some kind of workshop or some other meeting type.
But we have had workshops where we have left, even though there's been people from the staff that have spoken. There have been community members that have also talked to that point.
Only in recent times, very, very recent times. And if it's not on the agenda, then we're not covering it in pre-agenda anyway, so it's not part of our discussion. Therefore, it has to be at some other meeting.
I recall the library issue also with Mr. Gold, and the public did speak at that as well. So we need some clarification on that. Any other discussion?
Before we vote on this, I want to make it clear that I'm not opposed, like Warren, of having the public come to our public, to our pre-agenda meetings. I just feel I don't think it'd be beneficial to open it up to a lot of conversation, a lot of speaking on the topics on the agenda on that particular pre-agenda meeting. But I don't want to sit up here and I don't want the public to think that I'm taking away their rights or whatever. I just feel it wouldn't be beneficial.
Okay, thank you, Councilor Brooks. Well, at this point, we have a motion by Councilor Marine and a second by Councilor Felstead to allow the public to speak at our pre-agenda meetings. Any further discussion? Okay. The clerk will call the roll.
Councilor Amundson?
No.
Councilor Erdman?
Aye.
Councilor Marine?
Aye.
Councilor Felstead?
No.
Councilor Crone?
No.
Councilor Brooks?
No.
Mayor Eaton?
Aye. Okay, at this point, the public will not be allowed to speak at our pre-agenda meeting. Okay. Thank you.